Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Seems like a good idea after you've had a few. That's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink, and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. The season is officially over for our Atlanta Hawks, and now the real work begins. Mike, as that game played out last night, and it was up, down, up, down, up, down, but I never felt like they were going to take control and win the game, and they didn't, and they lose 131-116 to the Bulls.
Battle back, though, at one point, and you said, well, maybe you got a shot here, you know?
Well, third quarter killed you. Yeah. I mean, you get outscored. They, gave up 37 points in the third quarter. So it's a 22-7 run ball game. That was it. And then at that point, you weren't going to make another run. But here's the deal. Because everybody's talking about who needs to go, who needs to stay, what needs to happen. And certainly, I think all of that is going to be looked at. But I think the big question, Mike, for me is, do you trust Landry Fields and Kyle Korver to do something that will make a significant difference? Because here's the thing. Everybody wants to talk about these other teams and what they've done. And I keep hearing the OKC thing, right? Sam Presti came from the San Antonio Spurs. There's something to be said about the lineage of guys that have left the Spurs organization and built teams. I trust him because, Mike, he's shown the ability to not only draft well, but also make great deals. What do we know about this front office? What do we know about Landry Fields and Kyle Korver and the fact that they're going to do the right things and make the deals that need to be done? Are you willing to go out on a limb right now and say, yeah, of course, I trust them wholeheartedly?
How could you? I mean, they made a trade that still makes no sense. Guys, saying that this thing doesn't work is not an indictment of Trey. I mean, I get Trey fans losing their minds. It's just, it made no sense in the first place. That's why Travis Schlenk wouldn't sign off on it. The ask was too rich. You lost three first-round picks, picks that you need now to try to put something together to save this thing. But it just has never worked. Two ball-dominant point guards just don't coexist. The thing we needed to do was move John Collins when he had value and then try to get a better version, a bigger, more solid traditional five to help you out here down in the front court. That's what I thought we needed. You also need things that we have, Carl, but that just don't, they don't exist. That means DeAndre Hunter's got to play consistently for the entire season.
Yeah.
We gave him a lot of praise last month. And then if you look at his game log the last few weeks, up, down, up, down, up, down. You know, Jalen Johnson looks really promising. But, you know, unfortunately, he couldn't stay healthy when it mattered. So the only way I see fixing this thing is Wrestler deep diving into his pocket and getting into the luxury tax. But they won't do that. So how do you spackle this together? Then the other side, Carl, are we going to hear now at the end of the season, now it's over, we can talk about this, are they going to say, the injuries? Not for the injuries, we're a six seed. Are you? Are you really?
Are they better? Yes. Are they deeper in the playoffs? I can't answer that.
Are you better than the Knicks? Are you better than the Cavaliers if everyone stayed healthy? I still don't think so.
Yeah. And last night, you know, Trey took that brace off. Obviously, it was bothering him. Right. You know,
And by the way, I'm not even going to dog Trey on that. He just wasn't feeling it.
No,
he couldn't do it.
No. And when you're uncomfortable, it doesn't matter in your job. When you're uncomfortable, you don't do a good job. Okay. I mean, silly things like for Mike and I that nobody cares about. I'm a headphone freak. If I don't have my right headphones, like this sounds silly to you, I don't feel right. Like I don't feel comfortable. I can't hear myself. I mean, it's stupid things when it comes to feeling comfortable and doing a great job. That brace was bothering him. He took it off. It didn't really matter. Trey ends up with 22-10 last night. But DJ showed up big. And, you know, it's those games where Trey was out and DJ played great, had game winners throughout the course of the season, and then last night shows up big in this play-in game, and that has a lot of people saying, keep DJ, you know, trade. I do feel like there needs to be a major move. My only concern is this front office going to be able to do it? 404-726-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. I know many of you have said, hey, DJ's got to go. You're not getting three first-round picks in return for DJ.
You'll never recoup that.
And I don't think, Mike, you're getting three first-round picks for Trae Young. I just don't. I don't think the league, around the league, you go to any team and you say, hey, we're going to trade Trey. When you talk about the salaries, that's one thing. But if you're telling me any team around the league right now is going to give three first-round picks for Trey, I don't believe that to be true. So maybe we are in a situation where you've got to somehow find a way to make those two guys work and continue to build around them. Listen, Capella, Mike, what's your evaluation of Clint Capella? Last night he had a great night.
Yes,
but overall.
No one debates his heart and his try. By the way, where the hell did that sky hook come from last night? Did anybody else kind of mystified when that thing dropped from the top? I was like, whoa, where has that been?
Left hand.
You know, but I will say that he has his limitations. You know, bunnies, putbacks, anything close around the rim. You know, it's a 50-50 shot when you try to do the alley-oop. You know, the pick and roll should be better with him. It just, he doesn't finish consistently. He's a good look. Been a solid piece here for many years, but you got to move him. You got to move him off the roster.
And here's what's crazy about the whole Trey thing. Like, everybody right now who's always in their bag about, oh, well, it's Trey's fault and Trey needs to go. And all I'm going to ask you is, what star are you replacing him with? What star are you replacing him with? Like, if you're telling me that you move on from him and we get two young stars in their prime, right, I'm all for it. But the idea, like, oh, we'll just trade him and we're going to get whoever we want back in return, guys, it doesn't work that way. So we got a lot of questions to answer between now and the start of next season. Obviously, if things play to our favor, many of you may or may not know this, but, you know, the whole red velvet deal, Sacramento loses or they win on Friday night. And it looks like they might because Zion's not playing.
Right.
We do get their first-round pick because of the red velvet deal. But that's not a savior. That is not going to take us over the top. The point is you might have some more draft ammunition to potentially use if you want to do that to go acquire some players. Spurs have our first-round picks in 25-27. That's the DJ trade.
Right.
Okay? So when you start saying, what do we have? And then Trey has an early opt-out. For those of you who don't know, he can opt out of this deal in 2026. For $48 million. Now, the only reason any of these guys opt out is because they can make more.
Correct.
So
correct.
If he opts out in 2026, that means obviously his agent, whoever is representing Trey at this point, thinks, hey, we can go get 50, 52, 60, whatever it's going to be at that time. But he could also opt out of this thing, Mike, and go,
yeah. And the Lakers always come up, and anytime we mention Trey, and you know, what have they got to give? You know, I mean, that seems like a logical fit for maybe LeBron to make one more. Because this year, I think you see the limitations of the Lakers, but one more, right? One more
run.
Shot at it
run.
For
yeah.
LeBron. But do the Lakers have enough to make that deal worthwhile? You know, you'd want Austin Reeves. You'd want their number ones. But, you know, it's very frustrating because you try to make things look. And if you look at free agency, that's luxury tax. That's like Ressler has not shown. I mean, he's always said, look, when we're in the position, well, this ain't the position. Unless you make yourself in the position, right? Unless you say, I'm willing to spend the money. I mean, everybody from Tobias Harris to, I mean, you take your guys. We talked about Pascal Siakam for some reason. He didn't want to come here.
He's not coming.
You know, we already talked about guys like D'Angelo Russell, you know, Markelle Fultz. I mean, if you're moving off of one of the guards, okay, but you're going to have to spend. Those guys are all going to demand buku bucks.
Yeah, and every time we've had Tony Ressler on, because a guy hit me up today, says, Dukes, when y'all going to get Ressler on? Well, we've had him on, and every time we've had him on, we've asked him the whole luxury tax question. And every time he's had the same answer, I'm not afraid to go into the luxury tax. Well, great. The deal for us, though, is, and I've said this, if you own this team, fair or unfair, right now, knowing for the last three seasons, we've gone 43-39, 41-41, and this year 36-46, you going into the luxury tax?
No, you're going backwards. No. No way.
Are you spending in the luxury tax? If you own the team in the last 3 years, that's our record. We have been in the play in the last 3 years. Are you going into luxury tax? I don't like it as a fan because I don't care. I want to go and do what we need to do. But if I own the team, Mike, I'm going, why am I going to luxury tax?
Yeah.
We're a 500 team. We're in the play in every year. We're not quite there. So that
unless
is Tony Ressler's excuse.
Unless you're Steve Ballmer and you really, you know, you've got blank you billions, which Ressler, you know, Ressler's a billionaire, but he's not Steve. Steve Ballmer can do whatever he wants, you know, and he does because he loves basketball. I know he's a goofball, but the guy like spends like a drunken sailor for a new building, you know, for everything. But those guys are few and far between. Even Mark Cuban doesn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Everyone thinks like, well, you got to have Daddy Warp. You know, not everybody will spend like that. The Golden State Warriors now, that you could argue the chickens have come home to roost. They're going to have to blow that thing up now. It's no longer sustainable. But there have been a few teams that will do that. If we're not, then do you trust the initial question you asked? Do you trust this brain trust?
That's the key.
To pull this thing off?
That's the key.
Trey or DeJounte, one of these guys has to go. And do you try to get rid of DeAndre Hunter because you say, here's the ceiling and it's just not worth sustaining? You hope that Jalen Johnson is going to be, you know, the guy we think he's going to be moving forward. What about Okongwu? Have we seen his ceiling?
No. He's got to come back from the injury. He's got to continue to get better. That's a guy I want on the roster next year.
But Capella, you agree with me. Capella,
yes.
You'd move.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Jalen, nobody's touching Jalen. And Steven hits us up on Twitter. It's Twitter, not X. And he says, put him up. See, Dukes. He says, the thing we know about Landry is he'll overpay for non-all-star guys. Listen, I don't want another non-all-star guy to be overpaid on this team that doesn't necessarily help us go anywhere. If you're going to go add, it better be star power, Mike. And here's the other thing, too. This is why we're in a quandary, Atlanta. Young players don't win in this league. You can go get two first-round picks tomorrow. We're still waiting three or four years.
Exactly right.
Okay?
Exactly. And that's – remember that we talked about the maturation process, the 4, 5, 6 years in some cases. Look, for every, you know, DeAndre, you know, or take Ant-Man, for every one of those guys, there's 10 guys that take 5 or 6 years to develop, right?
Yeah.
You look at SGA, look at all the other guys that are just blossoming, but those are the few and far between.
Yeah, man, and part of that is, you know, again, those teams, look at who the teams have built around those guys. Like, Ant-Man is great, but Mike, Minnesota's not one of the top seeds in the West without the construction of the roster.
It's a well-built team.
OKC did the same thing, and everybody kind of laughed and went, wow, they're young. Yeah, and they're damn good. The construction of the roster matters. Mm-hmm. I've been saying that all year about this team, but now we're at a point where we're out, we've lost. Last night, 131-116. Was it really that close?
No.
No.
No, it wasn't. And you did make a look, fighting chance. I did think that Quinn Snyder at some point had to realize Trey did not have his A, B, or C game last night, and you just needed to roll with DeJounte in the third the whole way.
All right, want to know what you guys think. 404-726-0929. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Hawk season is done. Coming up in about 25 minutes, we're going to talk to Odyssey MLB insider. That's Brett Boone. And we'll get his thoughts not only on our Braves, but all the things going on around Major League Baseball. When we come back, though, we'll hit some headlines next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was just watching a video. I was telling Mike, I guess Lou Will was on the post game last night or doing some show talking about the Bulls and the Hawks. And he was talking about wanting to see Trae Young, you know, remain a Hawk. And he said, I understand it's a business, but he'd like to see Trae and DJ, you know, come back and see what happens next season. Here's the deal. That's all great. What's around them? What is around them that makes them better? And so, you know, to say that and just have, you know, this sentiment for Trae Young, like, oh, man, I hope he hits another run at it. That's great. But what is around him, Mike, that helps him and DJ be better, helps this team get further along,
right,
helps him be a top seed in the Eastern Conference? That is the question for me. So if you're going to go that route, great. What's around them?
Yeah, I mean, this gets us back to the money thing. You're going to have to spend some money. You're going to try to get some guys off the roster that, you know, you're going to have to turn into either picks that you can then trade for more pieces or spend money in free agency. You need a big. I mean, you really do. You need a classic rim protector and or however you want to call it. You know, a guy that can handle it, maybe be better functional in the pick and roll. That means getting rid of Capella. You need a more consistent version of DeAndre Hunter, or do you keep rolling with Hunter? See, that's another question. What's your evaluation on Hunter? You're going to keep rolling with this?
It's been up and down, man.
I mean, we started.
What did he do last night?
Right. Just when we started singing his praises, he goes MIA again. You know, and last night, clanging off threes. I mean, just, you know, it's just so
inconsistent. Clang,
clang, clang, clang with the trolley.
Mike, he had eight last night.
Yeah, I mean, that's the antithesis of the 31-point game against the Heat in Game 5 2 years ago when we said, that's it, the light has gone on, he's there. No, he's not.
Yeah.
So and then he's not staying healthy, you know?
I didn't work on anything.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously.
But you've had 2 years of Trae and DeJounte. You haven't done anything. Why would you roll? I mean, with all due respect to Lou, what as Carl said, how? How, Sway?
How? Yeah.
How are you rolling this out? What are we doing? The other thing is, and I know it's been commented on, is the OKC. We can call the OKC the nuclear option, Carl, where you move everybody and reset. But that's so high risk. You got to get everything right. Because Oklahoma City blew everything out, was off in the weeds for 2 years, and look at them now.
Yeah.
But that's the high risk, high reward.
Remember, though, I mean, like, that scenario wasn't that they weren't winning. Because that young core of Harden and Durant and Russell Westbrook, they had been to an NBA Finals already, okay? That was a function of everybody wanting to get paid.
Right.
Right? So we're not paying Harden. We're trading him. He goes and gets his deal. Then, obviously, Durant wimps out instead of staying at OKC and goes to Golden State. And then, you know, I mean, hell, Russell Westbrook stayed, right. Mike, and was an MVP of the league. But that was more of a function of guys
they forced their hand.
Yes,
they forced
to get their money. This is what is the best option for us as we try to build this team and move forward. Hawk season is over. It's why we're talking about it. We're going to talk about it with you a little bit later on. We'll open up the phone lines. Let you marinate a little bit. Let you think about it, because I know many of you feel like you have the answer. And I don't know if there's one right answer that solves all of the problems that makes this team. Guys, again, 41 games, 36 wins, 43 wins. When are we going to win 50 or more?
I mean, you guys, we say it all the time. We know that you're passionate, and we do appreciate the passion, but you're too close to it. Nobody thinks about the Hawks around the league. Everyone thinks you're just flogging this thing another year. Why? You're going to have to do something big, drastic. I mean, we've given you the scenario. You know, we like you love Jalen Johnson. We like Okongwu. And then it's just a matter of Trae or DeJounte. And who's going to give you a bigger haul? Because, I mean, what's the point? That's why Travis Schlenk wouldn't do the deal. Not to mention the ask he thought was too rich, Carl, for those three first rounders sent down to San Antonio.
Yeah, it was. If you're San Antonio, by the way, you're sitting pretty right now, aren't you? You got Wimby. You got this year's first round pick. Next, the 2027. Right. I mean, and here's the thing. As that team continues to build, there will be guys, just like when they were in their prime with Tim Duncan, Mike, guys will go play with Wimby. They want to go play with him because they know, hey, I got a shot of potentially going to an NBA championship. I'm just saying that they are in a situation where, hey, we had this championship run for 20 years. We were great. And then we had to suck for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But they can at least see the light. Like, they get, yeah. Look what we've got.
Well, that's just it. I mean, where do you think you're going to go? I mean, and the argument, the other part of this is, yeah, but the injuries. Okay, so if we didn't have the injuries, are we better than the Pacers, the Magic, or the Cavs?
No.
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 We're still in the freaking play-in zone. We're still somewhere between 7 and 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because even, guys, I know the injuries did crop up, starting with Jalen Johnson back in November, and then just, and it was one thing after another. You lost Trey. Ironically, you won more games without Trey on the court. But that was false hope, because you've seen what this team was down the stretch against the better teams, Carl, at the end of the month.
Yeah, that's the key. The better teams. You're beating the mediocre teams. The best week of the year was the Boston week, obviously. Right. That was great. But for the most part, teams that were over 500, you struggled against. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you again by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com. Big O's behind the glass. He's doing all the things today. Turtle's going to come on after we get done at 7 o'clock. And again, a reminder, guys, we've got all of your draft coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the most comprehensive NFL draft coverage anywhere on the radio. Thursday night, join Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer for live coverage of round one at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They're going to be there. Mike and I will do the show from there as well. Friday night, the Wade Ford tailgate crew of John Fricke, Joe Patrick, Harper LaBelle brings you live coverage for rounds two and three. Saturday, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan live for round four. We got you covered. There's nobody doing it bigger than we are, so make sure you stay here. Big O, let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Let's start with the Braves because they get a day off. Mike, the Rangers come in here tomorrow. Arcia, man. Listen to what Brian Snicker said about Orlando Arcia.
Yeah, he's got a slow heartbeat. I mean, I like seeing him in big situations. Even last year, he had a lot of big hits. And because he doesn't get caught up in all the excitement and whatever, he stays calm and slows the game down and allows himself a chance.
He's been big, man. I mean, right. We talked about him and the Big Bear and those two guys kind of carrying us. The good news is yesterday, and hopefully he goes on a tear, is Ronald Acuna hit his first home run of 2024.
The World Series victory. This ball is hit high and deep to center. Dubon is going back. Did Acuna get his first of the year? Yes! There it goes! Ronald Acuna. He's saying, finally, I did it. After over 40 of them last year, his first of 2024, and Atlanta has the lead.
Our buddies on Bally Sports, Brandon got in with the call, and yeah, man, it's a matter of time, and now hopefully the floodgates will open, and Acuna will rain baseballs over the fences of the ballparks all around. And they come back to play the Rangers, by the way. Going to be a big vibe on Friday at Truist Park. They are the world champs. Marcell Ozuna, history, 16 games now as a part of the win yesterday.
Shh, don't say anything. Don't want to ruin.
Well, I mean, you got to say, he's got a 16-game hitting streak.
These guys.
It's not like it's a no-hitter. It's a 16-game hitting streak.
These guys are so crazy about this.
I'm Ozuna from the Braves, 16 games.
I hope it continues. But, yeah, man, and listen, and they're superstitious. You guys know this. They just are. I don't know what he's eating, what he's doing. Whatever you're doing, Ozuna, keep doing it. Meanwhile, Mike, let's hear from Trae Young, because he said one game versus a series, it's a different deal. And it is. It's hard to go on the road and win. We said this is going to be tough to begin with. Win last night, then win on Friday, and then you're in. They were up against it. But here's Trae Young talking about last night.
It's hard. It's not a series. It's a one-game type of thing. So you don't want to – you can't really switch too many things up throughout the game. And, I mean, we had a game plan and followed it, but we had to switch some things. I mean, obviously certain guys got hot, and so just kind of switching throughout the game, and some guys stayed hot, and they just kept making plays.
Yeah. No answer for DeRozan early. Io DeSumo, killer. He's all season long. This is who he's been. If you watch that game last night, mm-hmm. That's who he is. And then, obviously, they got Coby White going, who had a career-high 42 points.
Yeah, and he's, I mean, literally just, like, feeling it. Like, it's like an out-of-body experience. They were talking about in the Chicago paper this morning. Even DeMar DeRozan was going, yeah, I had to be looking at the stat sheet. Like, really?
Yeah.
You see in the post-game press conference, Rose like, he really did that? He's like, yeah, I did that. And the hair flowing. And just, man, he was in that zone. Just could not miss. I mean, And by the way, they move the ball. They play good D. And again, we knew the size was going to be an issue. They had good size in the front court, and they took advantage of that. A lot of rebounds, just long day in Chicago. Although we did make a run to close it down when it looked like Chicago was going to run away with it in the first.
Yeah, but you give up 40 in the first and 37 in the third.
Yeah.
That's the issue. They go on that big run in the third, and it just shut it down.
I don't want to trigger Trae fans. He wasn't 100%. The hand's not 100%.
No, he's not.
He was awful. He was a turnover machine. You know, his first
10 minutes on the floor where just nothing good happened.
No, Mike, you're right. I thought the end of the half kind of said it all, where he had two back-to-back turnovers, and I think he had six for the game. But the end of the first half where they kind of just, you know, I mean, it was a bad pass behind the back, I thought, to DJ, where he could have gotten just a clean look at it. Right?
Yeah.
And instead he went behind the back, which kind of threw him off a little bit.
And DJ was not happy with
it. No. I mean, listen, because he's saying, we got a chance to cut this thing and build a little momentum. And then, you know, before that play, Trey had given it up and basically thrown a bad pass that was picked off. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. But I don't think he played up to what he's normally capable of. But I also think him taking the brace off was a big deal because he wasn't comfortable. 404-726-0929. We got plenty more to get to. Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone's going to join us. We're going to ask him about these Braves as they are rolling. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, 3 o'clock, we'll get into our NFL Blitz. Daniel Jeremiah saying a very interesting thing about
Latu.
All right, we don't have time to play Endless Love because we got a guest. But, you know, you are locked into Latu.
No, listen.
You should run to the airport wearing a Hawaiian shirt and greet him with a leg when he arrives.
I want aloha. I want the best player at 8. All I've said about Latu is that I think he's the better edge guy if you're going to invest in taking Dallas Turner. Now, they may take Turner, Mike, but I'm just saying, I told you guys yesterday, everybody and their mama's got us taking Turner.
Right. You love the way his neck doesn't move, too? Is that something you always like?
Careful with that. Well, I'm going to tell you what Daniel Jeremiah said coming up at 3 o'clock because that is part of everybody's concern. It's not been mine. Obviously, it's not teams in the NFL. Some of these teams, not in the NFL, not all, but some of the teams that may end up taking him, it's not theirs either. We'll get into it in our NFL Blitz. 404-726-0929. Also, the Patriots, Mike, are open to trading the number 3 overall pick. Who's going to come get it? Because that's another thing. We're waiting, by the way, on Brett Boone to join us, Odyssey MLB insider. He will join us to talk Braves and much more. But who's going to come get it? Because here's the deal with the Patriots, too. You really want to give the 3rd overall pick? Like, if you really want to reset things, specifically at quarterback, that gives you the opportunity to do it. Why are you doing that?
Right. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I honestly, at this point, do you?
No. I don't know why you would give up the number 3 overall pick unless you just got incredible haul.
We know that there's, as we say, we call it the poker game, right? You're bluffing. You're trying to get something. Maybe you can still have your cake and eat it, too. You can leverage some picks. An extra, you know, a bottom first round pick, a second round pick, and still get the player you're coveting, you know, unless it's J.J. McCarthy, right? In which case, you could be able to move down. But is it?
I don't know if they are willing to.
Because that's
just,
the risk.
Yeah, it is a risk. And here's the thing: at 3, you still are going to get, in my opinion, one of the top 3 quarterbacks in this draft. If you decide to move back a little bit just to get acquire some other picks, I don't know if that's going to happen. I just don't feel like that might be the best move. But we'll see. Listen, you can't debate if somebody comes up and says, hey, we're willing to give you this, that, and the other, and a future first, et cetera, when you start talking about having the 3rd overall pick and you still get their first-round pick. And we're talking about teams, guys, by the way, like the Vegas Raiders. We're talking about Minnesota. These teams in the early teens – to, you know, 15, 16 is what we're talking about. Teams that would have to move up. Denver, that would have to move up and maybe come try to get a quarterback. Denver doesn't have the draft capital to do this. The other teams do, and that is why the Patriots are saying, hey, we're open to trading, because you never say no to a deal that hasn't been offered.
But the Vikings don't have that second-round pick. They have a second first-round, but they don't have that second-round pick if you're the Falcons looking to trade down, so that doesn't really help you. We want to get 2 second-round picks, no matter what we do. So we do have that extra 3rd rounder. Man, you wish that Ridley could have gotten that deal consummated before the deadline of the new season, right? We could have had a second rounder. But the other one is, if And I don't understand where this is coming, but if you believe all the hype, now all of a sudden J.J. McCarthy stock's going up again.
What do you mean starting to? It's been up.
But this is the second resurgence, because remember, and like Jaden Daniels, just look at the freaking film.
I told you guys he's going to go top 15. I have been a believer that J.J. McCarthy was the fourth best quarterback in this draft. If a team truly believes in him, then he may be the third, which is going to shake up this draft, Mike, because then you're going to say, wait a minute, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and now you're going J.J. McCarthy over May? I think a lot of people are going to be like, wait a minute. Right. But that is kind of where this thing is. I'm telling you, teams love this guy.
I saw this E.J. Manuel, the former FSU quarterback. I mean, ESPN's really getting off in the weeds now for analysis.
Yeah.
So they had E.J. Manuel on today when I woke up, and I'm like, he's breaking down Drake May. And he finds this one piece of it. Look at this Drake May. I'm like, off balance, he got lucky with a freaking throw. I don't see that as like acumen. I don't see it. But one man's treasure is another man. You guys know. This one, I think for us, I think we're going to be chalk. I think as much as we love to trade down, I heard Andy and Randy talking about it, I just think we're going to be there at 8. And if you like the guy, you take the guy. And I know we spend so much time about value because Dallas Turner isn't perceived to be the 8th best player. You can't take him at 8. No, if you feel this guy's going to be the guy that fits your defense and he's a transformer, then you take him at 8.
Transformative is the word. I think a lot of folks who are saying Dallas Turner are just willing to settle on good because we've never been great position.
But you also, as we know from the previous drafts, the best edge rusher in this draft might not even be in the first round. You know, and I think there's certainly a lot of buzz based on the Pro Football Talk, and we'll talk to Pro Football Focus guys. They certainly feel that the edge rushers are overvalued and feel that the best ones, maybe there's value there in the second or third round.
Yeah, that's how I feel. And that is why the Latu thing came about. It's not that any of these guys aren't going to be good. They could be great. We'll see. But I think from the value standpoint, which has been my argument the entire time, 404-726-0929. Follow us. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I might put him up. See Dukes in the radio shows, Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on, guys, as we get ready for the NFL draft, which is, by the way, next Thursday. And we'll be broadcasting live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Looking forward to that. And looking forward to seeing how this whole draft plays out. But, you know, I always tell people, they're like, what do you think? Let me see the rest of the weekend. I'll tell you on Monday. I got to evaluate the full class and where we went and why we did what we did before I'm ready to tell you whether it's a hit or loss or a win on Thursday night. Not necessarily Thursday, but Friday, because everybody turns right back around Friday. I'm either going to like the pick from a positional standpoint or I'm not. Because there are many of you who say, well, wait a minute, if it's a wide receiver, Dukes, I'm not going to like the pick. That's what I'm talking about. You may not like the pick positionally, but if it's a reach – and, Mike, we find ourselves trying to go get a guy that what are you doing? That's going to bother me.
But like I said, if you had taken Micah Parsons in 2021, that would have been considered a reach at the time based on. But, again, we're going by the analysis now. And it's all you have to go by is all these different, you know, so-called gurus and draft experts, right? That's how we have these conversations. But some of these guys are wrong. One of these three, Jared Verse might be a bust. Dallas Turner might be a bust. Latu might be a bust. Again, 50-50 in the first round. But – we may just, again, for all the conversation you and I have had about Edge, we may just go take Rome Odunze because he'll probably be there if we get
that's
four quarterbacks.
The thing. So are you cool with that? Not you, but our fan base. Because a lot of people are going to say, wait a minute, man, we just spent all this money on wide receivers. What are we doing?
I mean, I don't understand if you got Darnell Mooney, better be the second coming of Ronnie, Roddy White on this team. Because you spent, pretty good coin when there were. Now, I know we couldn't finesse some of these edge rushers to come here. We couldn't get Montez Sweat last year during the trade. And we couldn't get Danielle Hunter because he was going back
Texans. That's right.
But we still probably could have gotten, again, all right, there were Jadeveon Clowney. There were other options, at least proven edge rushers we could have spent some money on. And then have to worry about this thing we're talking about.
Yeah, and they chose not to. That is the thing, and it may come back to bite us. We're going to see, guys, if it does. But I also think you cannot be locked in just on one guy. There's a chance that they could do a couple of things in this draft that will affect this defense that it may not be what you think it is. And, that part of it, again, whether it's a corner, Mike, or maybe it's another linebacker, maybe it's something else that they see, hey, if we add this with what we currently have, that's the question. The internal conversations in the building about how do we improve the defense. I'm not telling you still don't need dudes. We do. That is why I'm questioning the whole thing about, the everybody being sold because he's an edge rusher and, he's considered to be the top edge rusher, but yet he's the 15th or 18th best player in this draft. That concerns me. If he was a dude, Mike, he would be a top 5 pick in this draft. Wouldn't he? Wouldn't he?
I don't know what they asked him to do. Maybe the coach didn't maximize his skill set. You know, Kevin Steele was there for 1 year. And he had, like, he did have 10, like, he still had 10. You make it sound like he had 3 sacks. You had 10 sacks last year in SEC play.
No, I'm not debating that. What I'm debating is, why isn't there more buzz at the top of this draft
for
the top edge rusher in this class?
The guys that like him, the analysts on the combine workout talk about all the athleticism, talk about the ability to do all the things that this defense needs. He is projected as a year one starter. Not like he will work into the job. He will fill it out. No.
Well, you take him at 8, you got to start him.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be. But they say he's the NFL.com, their draft guys, and you watch the combine, which I did, they say this guy is a super athlete. And they say sudden hands, quickness, speed, tremendous momentum, elite closing bursts. He can track down mobile quarterbacks. They love the athleticism. You know, the one thing they say, again, here's the final analysis. He's such a talented athlete. One of the biggest mistakes people make is looking past athletic ability, focusing too much on technique or polish when they come out. Just look for dudes and coach the rest of it. That's what they're talking about, Dallas Turner.
Is he a dude?
I mean, someone's going to take him in the top 10.
We're going to see. Because I'm going to tell you this. If we don't, I don't know if that's true. I think you start to look at the rest of this draft between 8 and let's just say 15. And we just talked about the Vegas Raiders and the Broncos. These team needs Minnesota.
Well, if we don't take him then on the cusp of the top 10, Arizona would take him at 11. You know,
I think the next team that would take him is Minnesota. They just lost to Nail Hunter. That would be the next team.
Unless they're hunting quarterback.
Correct. And that would be the next team. Mm. But if that happened and then they go quarterback, that's what I'm saying. All of a sudden, we could get to the 17th or 18th pick before we're talking about an edge rusher being taken off the board. Yeah. I don't know if that happens, but we'll see.
Ben, the mock draft I'm looking at from Daniel Jeremiah has the Vikings moving up to the Cardinals' 4th pick, taking J.J. McCarthy, the Cardinals behind us at 11, taking Jared Verse because we've taken Dallas Turner. Now, here's the thing. You and I said this yesterday. By the way, thanks to everybody who showed up at Taco Mac at Woodstock. That was a fun show. We had a lot of great listeners up there. Saw some new faces, some old friends.
And we'll be back.
But this is one of those drafts where we'll be sitting there at live at Mercedes-Benz, Carl and I, with the 8th overall pick, the Falcons select from Oregon State, offensive tackle, Talese Fuaga.
He can play. You can plug and play.
And because, again, we're thinking edge. They might think they got to replace Caleb McGarry.
I'm not thinking edge. Everybody else is. This is why I've been saying, my only argument about edge is it the right guy? If it's not, give me the best player, I don't care about position.
Then we go with a corner because we need a freaking pass rusher and we need a corner. And we can debate need over the value of the draft pick. We've got to get somebody who can bring it unless you feel that Ebikadi and Zach Harrison are going to plug in this year and take some galactic leap, and all of a sudden they're going to be Pro Bowl caliber edge rushers.
I can't tell you that Jimmy Lake can. The coaching staff up there at Flyer Branch can. Because I don't know that, Mike. I mean, we've been watching and waiting as fans to say, hey, when are we going to be talking about these guys making the highlights and doing the things that these other edge rushers around the league are doing? I don't know.
But if you take Rome Tuesday,
exactly.
Now we are back to that 2016 thing where we're going to score so many points, you're going to make whoever you got on the edge rush better. Because now the teams are playing catch-up if we're going to be playing this dynamic offense we're expecting to have.
All right, coming up, Blitz is on the way. What did Jalen Hurts say about his situation in Philly? We're going to fill you in on that and much more. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.